It's MCAFM. Delighted to say that I've been joined by the Police and Crime Commissioner for Thames Valley, Matthew Barber. Hello, Matthew.
Good morning.
How are you? You okay?
Yeah, very good.
It seems like a long summer. How's things for you?
Well, it's good to be back at MCAFM. It's been a busy time. Lots going on in the world of policing. Hopefully, starting to get things moving in the right direction on some of the really important things like shoplifting and some of the work that we're doing around that.
Yeah, definitely. We was talking off air just before we came on, and we were saying that, you know, in some respects, there's a several areas of crime that there does actually seem to be some improvement on this year.
Yeah, I think it's all slow and steady progress. And in my role, you can never be complacent. You're dealing with criminals who will always look to do bad things, and the police are battling against that. But we need to be in that place of prevention rather than just tackling people after things have happened. So when you look at things like knife crime, some of the messages we're getting out to young people particularly, some of the really proactive work the police are doing against gangs, it's certainly not job done by any stretch, but it does feel that we are starting to get some traction.
We've had a lot of questions for you from our listeners. A lot of them seem to centre around the same topic. Let's start off, as we're coming out of the summer, with the traveller situation, the illegal encampments in Milton Keynes. The figures that I've got here is that there were 73 unauthorised encampments here in Milton Keynes, and this seems to be an issue that happens every year, especially during the summer. And from when you look at the comments on our news reports, it almost seems as if the council and Thames Valley Police are almost powerless in solving this problem.
Well, I wouldn't say powerless, but it's one I think we need to tackle together with the council. So you're right, there's been that seasonal trend that you see. If you compare year on year, I think we're seeing some slight reductions in 2023 from where we were last year. Some of that may be due to the new legislation that's in place, which means where there is a significant impact on the community, the police have more powers to move them on. But the key bit is that significant and what that means in law. Often it means working really closely with the council, who sometimes have more powers than the police, particularly if the encampment is on council land, where they can use their own civil powers to remove people. I'm really pleased that Milton Keynes Council has now signed up to a common working practice between the police and the council to make sure that the two work in sync, so that we use council powers when that's appropriate and the police step in when they need to.
So is that something that wasn't in place before? Because certainly the other thing is that there seems to be a fair bit of ping pong between the council and the police, of like saying, well, you know, it's down to the police to do this, or the police then saying, well, it's down to the council to do that.
Well, I think that's why it's really important that the MK Council have now signed this protocol, which has happened in the last few weeks. I'm really pleased about. Most areas in Thames Valley had already done so. It's not going to solve all of those problems overnight, but there are some issues that are clearly about the council, there's some clear about the police. So getting that agreement in writing, I think, is really helpful. Of course, councils have a statutory duty to provide sites for travellers in an area, and that's something that only the local authority can do. That's not my role in terms of policing, but I've changed some of the processes within Thames Valley Police since I've been in post, so that now the public order team are always briefed on what encampments are taking place, so that if the police do need to move in and use their police resources, it's easier to corral those numbers, because it's not just about sending a PC along to ask them to move on. You need to assemble quite a significant amount of policing resource in order to do that. So we changed those processes to make it easier for the local commander here in Milton Keynes to be able to pull that resource in when it's required.
So I live near an area where the travellers seem to appear each year, and each time they come, they seem to be in the same spot. Residents are obviously complaining for a number of reasons. They seem to be there a week, and it just seems to be a repeat, and nothing seems to get done. It seems to be cat and mouse. Obviously the council have then put these earth mounds up to try and stop them. That hasn't worked because the council no longer cut the grass in the same way as they used to for biodiversity. These mounds have just made some areas look quite unsightly, and at the end of the day, we've been covering this for several years now, and it just seems to be a vicious circle.
I think you're right about the preventative stuff. that the bollards, the mounds, those sorts of things do need to be put in place because they can prevent it, but they often just move a problem on. Longer term, the issue really is having local authorities, it's not just a Milton Keynes issue, providing sites for people, so there is no excuse for turning up on those bits of public land at the side of the road, etc. But I'm determined to make sure that the police do get a much better response to this. So each encampment that there is will be part of a local commander's daily management meeting with their officers, making sure that it's visited by police officers on a regular basis, that there are codes of behaviour enforced, and if issues escalate on that site to cause that significant issue, and it's that's the bit in law, it has to be a significant impact on the local population. Just the point of trespass isn't enough for the police to act, but if it gets to that stage, then I want to see the police act appropriately and swiftly.
I know at one time one of the deterrents were that the travellers knew that if they entered Milton Keynes, things like MOTs and insurance and all that type of stuff would be checked. And it seemed to be for quite a long period of time, they knew that Milton Keynes was a no-go area because of that. And it seemed that when there was a change in command at Thames Valley Police in Milton Keynes, all that stopped.
We use the Rural Crime Task Force who cover the whole of Thames Valley, and they will do exactly that. Of course, many groups have perhaps got wise to that and take the extra little bit of care to insure vehicles, etc. But certainly the Rural Crime Task Force will be the experts at making sure that not only vehicles are properly taxed, insured, MOT'd, etc., but making sure that we're looking for stolen vehicles amongst those. And we've had a number of cases over the last year or so where stolen caravans, for example, have been recovered. And that makes it a much more effective tactic. So we're not just looking to move people on, but we're dealing with criminality that may exist if it does.
So when it comes to next year, 2024, what improvements do you think we will see?
So I hope we'll see that continuing trend of reduction. I don't think we will eradicate the issue, frankly, unless there is unless Milton Keynes Council can produce a site that can accommodate people as all local authorities should be doing. But I think we will hopefully continue to see that downward trend by making sure that those people who will seek to set up illegal encampments know that they will be visited by the police regularly, that they will take action if there are vehicles that aren't insured and taxed, and they'll be seeking stolen vehicles and such in it. So I think the more we can bear down on those encampments, we will start to have that message of Milton Keynes, Thames Valley more broadly, is not a place to come.
And another loophole just between the working arrangements with Thames Valley Police and the council seems to be is that if they enter private land,
Was not so much a loophole between the council and the police. That's an issue in law, that it's the private landowner that is responsible. So the trespass in itself isn't a criminal offence until it causes significant impact on the community. So until a landowner has made the formal request for someone to leave and potentially started some court proceeding or using bailiffs, then there aren't powers for the police generally to step in. That's really important, but it's one of those areas where the police will try to identify as early as possible who private landowners are, and certainly where we've got repeat sites, which are often year after year, then I think we're getting much better at identifying those people, going to the private landowner early to get them to take the action, which will allow the police then to move people on.
A lot of people will think that that's ridiculous, that you could be a landowner, even here at Stadium MK, that you could have a facility like this, but it's still classed as private land, and you as the business owner or as the landowner have got to pay, whatever those legal costs are to start a process.
Well, I mean, the law is the law, unfortunately. I think there have been some good moves forward in some of the legislation. But of course, for trespass to be criminal, you have to have that significant impact, and you have to have had that request for someone to move off of the land. And that's the parameters within which the police have to work.
You expect us to see a major improvement next year?
I think we've seen a reduction from last year to this year, and I think that trend should continue. It is very seasonal, and we're coming to a quieter part of the year. I think that gives an opportunity to do some of that defensive work around sites to prevent repeat offences. I'd urge all local authorities to continue to look at an alternative site to be provided, and I think the process we've got in place will certainly mean that next year should be better than